This is Wade Gransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Juul e-cigarettes, anticipating a ban, pulled mint-flavored pods from its lineup, even though the flavor made up about 70% of the company's latest sales. The Great Recession led to a doubling of unmarried couples living together from 3% to 7%. Equipment sold to the military by Adventura of Commack, New York, in made-in-USA boxes turned out to have been fraudulently manufactured in China, according to prosecutors, and subject to hacking. British broadcasting company the BBC has been in court for days in the two-year saga of trying to defend the gender gap in its pay practices for similar work. Gilead Sciences has been sued by the government for extorting patients with its $20,000 HIV drug treatment, earning billions from research funded by the U.S. government without paying the taxpayers back. Australia's soccer governing body, in a landmark agreement with the players' union, says that men and women players will be paid the same. In the ongoing protests, Hong Kong citizens can now identify which businesses seem to share their views, putting shops on alert and offering Hong Kongers a way to show their colors. A Jim Crow white supremacy measure in the Mississippi Constitution means statewide officers must win a majority of the popular vote and a majority of the 122 House districts comprising the state House of Representatives. If no one wins a double majority, the House may choose the governor. The Chhatra League, the student wing of the Bangladeshi ruling party, Awami League, basically controls universities on behalf of the government in order to prevent student unrest. Recently, 21 members were held by police after beating a 21-year-old student to death for negative comments on Facebook. To stop groping on Japanese trains, which is called Chikan, an app was developed called Chikan Radar that enables women to report groping and show others where it is common. There's another that sprays invisible ink on molesters. Badges that women hang on their bags that say groping is a crime stopped 95% of it. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.